Welcome to Life in Abundance broadcast. My name is Joseph Lakama. I'm so excited that you have made your time to come and be with me on this program as we learn and study together the tips, tools, and the teachings that help us to live the life that God wants us to live, that is life in abundance. Once again, welcome. If you haven't as yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do us a favor and just subscribe to the channel and also click the notification bell so that you do not miss any of our broadcasts. They are just designed and intended to encourage you, to inspire you, and to equip you with the necessary tools to live life in abundance. Today is a blessed day, and we are going to be blessed. Shall we pray as we get into today's broadcast? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity of feeding from your word, inspiring and encouraging each other by your holy word. We ask that by your Holy Spirit, speak to us and minister to us to the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, a big, big, big welcome to you. Now, we started last week on the series of broadcasts on the laws of words. We established in our previous broadcast that laws help us navigate through life. Laws help us understand how things work. And it is our duty, your duty and my duty, to learn, to search out what laws influence our lives and thereby cooperate with them to our advantage. Now we are studying or we are learning about the laws of words. Law number one of the laws of words is that words are a creative force. Yes, words are a creative force. When you think about words, many people just see them as vowels and consonants put together. They are way more than that. Words are a creative force. And because they are a creative force, you must begin to use your words to create the reality that you want to experience. Let's go in the Word of God, beginning from right in the book of Genesis. We are establishing and learning the first law, the first principle of words. Words are a creative force. Let's take our first reading from Genesis chapter 1. I will read verse 1 up to verse 3. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. It reads, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Verse 3, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." A very interesting story here, probably quite famous or popular to many of us. God, after creating the universe, he comes back and he sees that the world was without form, was filled with darkness, the waters covered everywhere, and there was no shape, there was no order in the world. And what did he do? Verse 3 tells us that upon seeing the prevailing situation, he spoke what he wanted to experience. He saw the world in disorder, in disarray. And the next step he took was he said, "Let there be light." He said what he desired to see. Right there, we learn very important principle that words are a creative force. From the very onset, God constructed or created the realities that he desired using words. Do you see that? If we are going to read several scriptures right here in Genesis chapter 1 along the creation story, you will realize that most of the things, or all of the things actually, that God created, he commanded, "Let there be," and it came. "Let there be," and it came. Except for man. For man or for humankind, he said, "Let us make man." Then he formed and created man with his own hands. But the rest of creation, it was just words spoken and the reality came. Words spoken and the reality came. we learn from this narration, from this story, that words are a creative force. Do you see that with me? Words are a creative force. When the Apostle Paul writes about this in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17, actually he was quoting the story of Abraham. We can read that, Romans chapter 4, verse 17. The book of Romans, chapter 4, verse number 17. It says something very important there. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things that are not as though they were. Do you see that? The last part, he calleth those things that are not as though they were. He uses his voice to speak things that are not there, as if they are already there. Then they come. Why? Because words are a creative force. Remember, you and I, we are created in the image and in the likeness of God. What does that mean? It means we function just like God. You and I are created in the similitude of God. We function the same as God. If God calls things that are not as though they were, if God uses his word and his voice to create the realities that he desires, same applies with you, same applies with me. We can fashion our world. We can create our environment. We can create the kind of atmosphere and environment we want to live using our words, which are a creative force. The book of Job tells us the same. Job chapter 22, Job chapter 22, verse 28. Job 22, Job repeats, actually emphasizes the same principle that our words are a creative force. Job chapter 22, verse 28. It reads, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. I love this. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy paths or thy ways. So when you decree or declare a thing, it happens. It shall be established in your life. This is the same thing. When we see God coming on the scene in Genesis 1 and the earth is without form and void, what did he do? He decreed, let there be light. And it was established. The light shined on his path. I love this. When we come and we begin to see situations that are not right in our own lives, in our own environments, what do we do about it? If we learn from the story of the creation, God did not just start complaining about it. God did not just start explaining how terrible the situation was. Rather, he used his voice. He used his words to create the desired result, to create the desired outcome. Many a times, we are found wanting because when we meet a challenge or a crisis, what do we do? First and foremost, we want to tell others, come and see the kind of problems that are here. Come and see the kind of trouble that I'm going through, probably to seek sympathy from others. Or we go about just explaining or crying about the situation. But that's not how we must deal with it. Let's learn from this principle here. Words are a creative force. When you encounter a challenging season, when you encounter a challenge that is not pleasing to you, deal with it first with your own words. Begin to speak the realities that you want to experience. Yes, the situation may not be well. Yes, your health may be deteriorating. But create the life, create the reality that you want, create the health that you want by speaking words of health, words of life. Why? Because your words are a creative force. Now, what do we need to do? I'll give you two tips or three before I close today. As you speak words to create, it's not as easy as it sounds. First and foremost, we need to manage the voices that feed our voice. Many people speak negative. Many people speak pessimism because that's what they are feeding themselves with. Remember, every voice is fed by other voices. The voices that are feeding you influence your own voice. So number one, manage and control the voices that feed your voice. And secondly, number two, speak the words of life with boldness. Yes, you might not be feeling like it, but gather yourself. And when you speak hope, when you speak life, when you speak what you want to experience, speak it with faith, speak it with conviction, speak it with boldness. I can guarantee you when God stepped on the scene and said, let there be light. It was not like, oh, let there be light. I wish there was some light here. No, it was not like that. He sanctioned, he decreed. It was a decree. It was a declare. Let there be light. He spoke in faith. He spoke with confidence. He spoke with boldness. Let there be light. So second tip, when you speak words of hope, words of life, words of creation, speak with boldness, speak with faith, speak with conviction. Let there be healing. I am healed. I am blessed. I am the heard. I am above. I am moving forward. I am progressing. I am successful. You created by speaking in faith. Then lastly, number three, keep speaking. Yes, it might not change the first time you start saying it. Why? Because probably you have been saying a lot of negative things for a long time. Why? Maybe because there are so many forces working against you. So it might not change overnight just because you said it once or twice. Keep speaking it. There is a scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, which says verse 23, hold on, hold fast to the confession of your hope. Yes, don't let it slide, don't let it go. Hold fast to the confession of your hope. Keep speaking, keep declaring until you see the result. Some people, they affirm, they speak, they confess, but they quit too early. Before the changes come, before they realize the results, they quit. I'm saying to you, keep speaking, keep declaring, keep confessing, keep affirming, keep using your words to create the reality that you want. God bless you so much. Thank you for joining me today on today's broadcast. We've been learning on the first law of words. Words are a creative force. Let's meet again in the next broadcast. But in the meantime, share the broadcast with your loved ones and keep living life in abundance.